I'm Sharon Sims. I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay area, part of RE/MAX Metro. This is my 21st year in the business. I've had my CRS for probably close to 20 years because that was one of the most valuable designations. And I'm constantly taking new education because we always have to be on top of our changing market. Obviously, use a cell phone every day. Use a PDA every day. I use that both to open lock boxes, since that's integrated into the Trio that I use. And I also sync my contact management into that so that at any point I've got phone numbers and email addresses and basic history right there in the PDA. Can also put certain files on it that are Excel files or Word files to access them very quickly and also to be able to beam them to anyone that I might want to have that file that also has a PDA. Computers are everywhere. I use both a desktop at work, which is networked with my team, and have a desktop at home and have a laptop that I carry with me all the time. We have scanners. We have found a Fujitsu ScanSnap that is absolutely wonderful. I want to be on the leading edge, but I don't want to be on the bleeding edge. So new beta versions of things, not for me. Don't want to take chances on messing that up. But when there are new gadgets that come out, I'm usually among the first to get those gadgets. So that's where I was looking. So we had a flatbed scanner, and I saw this neat little desktop Fujitsu and brought one back, and my assistant and Webby were saying, oh, you know, here we go again. Where are we going to put it? And I said, don't worry about it. I'll keep it on my desk because it really isn't, oh, it's probably 12 inches by 6 inches, so, you know, it's a very small footprint. And when they saw how fast it was and all the stuff that it could do, it was, well, can't we keep it over here by us? Well, now we have one for each of the four of us on our desks, and I have one at home, and my son has one at home. So you become addictive, and it's just so wonderful to be able to scan documents and have them accessible on your computer and not have to be carrying files everywhere. And then everyone can access the most up-to-date information because we are all networked on that. And I've had my own website for over 10 years. And again, that's back when people weren't doing that. And the website has evolved, and that's part of the nature of the beast. It will always be evolving. So you always have to be looking at what's new and what's changed. And I belong to two organizations that help keep me there now because so much of it is real estate related and real estate tools, which weren't the end that my son was coming from. He was coming from pure technology. I belong to Alan Hange's CyberStars, and there's also a group called Cyber Professionals. And through listservs and annual conferences and getting together whenever we're through the year, we're in the same place taking a class or attending some conference or just traveling, we'll all get together and exchange ideas. So that keeps us going on what works and what doesn't. The Gooder Group's Rainmaker is an online lead follow-up program that's excellent. And I also have a site with RealPro, which is primarily for a stealth site and their back office lead follow-up programs. And I use ACT for my contact management, and I like ACT, which is not real estate specific because it's compatible with every other standard program so that no one can hold my data captive if I decide I want to leave them. We use a product called Visual Tours, and it's one that allows us to take the pictures and us to put the tour up and online. So I listed a property on, on Saturday, I think. So, you know, I took photos there at the property. And obviously, I wasn't going to turn the listing in until Monday because the office staff doesn't work in putting that stuff on the weekends. But I was able to, you know, take the photos, put them into a visual tour, put the visual tour up on my website. And where people can either be searching through properties or searching for my visual tours or however they're doing that. So that information was up on the web. There were potential buyers who had driven by one of my other listings, which they had a minor interest in, but actually they never went to see, so it wasn't that serious. But from that, from the sign writer there, they went to my website. When they looked at the website, they saw the property that I had listed that wasn't in the MLS yet, wanted to know if they could see it the following day, which was Sunday, showed it to them on Sunday, wrote an offer, and had it accepted on Sunday. So one of the wonderful mysteries of the Internet is how people find you, because there's so many different connections of the spider web out there that you just don't know. You can't cover all the bases, but they find you.